Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is Russell Chinelli from the Department of Chemistry, materials scientist. And Russell, welcome. And tell us a little bit about your current research activity.
Yes, thank you, Keith. I'm a director of something called Materials Research and Technology Institute. And what that basically means to me is that I'm somebody that's highly interested in interdisciplinary research. That means all the way from theory, synthesis, characterization, and commercialization. I'm very interested in all of those steps. And in particular, in the many things that the research is doing that we're going on with, energy is a particularly important one. So we have catalysts, transition metal sulfide catalysts, which do many reactions in every refinery in the world. And currently, we have basically the world's number one understanding of how the catalysts work through theoretical methods, making predictions. And number two, we have the world's most active catalysts, which are being commercialized by commercial companies. We have several commercializations in process in different types of materials. I should have said this before, but I'm basically a trained chemist and physicist combination called a material scientist. And some other areas that we work on, too, if you take the same transition metal sulfides that we work on, we now have photocatalytic activity. We have measured the fact that if you take CO2 and methane, you can make hydrocarbons. One of the things that got me interested in this is I was looking at a satellite photograph of all these flares over Siberia and Nigeria every night. Every night over Siberia, they burn the oil wells, effluent gas, that's 50%, roughly 50% methane and 50% CO2. And they do that because it's too expensive in these remote areas to liquefy the methane and transport it out. And they burn every night as much energy as the entire East Coast of the United States uses for transportation. This was a recent article.
So the bottom line there is that there's no energy shortage, really. It's just an inefficient use at the moment. And you're going to have catalysts that can transform some of this excess methane and make it into something like a petroleum product that we can use in our cars.
Exactly. And we also might say that a lot of the catalysts and things that we work on are affected because we are now, when we include Mexico and Canada, the new Middle East. We have plenty of hydrocarbons, and we're transporting them all over the world.
You take science and your knowledge of science and then a collaborative team where you pick on people with expertise and you hone in on certain things where you think there's going to be a commercial outcome. And that means, in theory, also producing jobs here in El Paso.
Yeah, that's correct.
So you've been listening to Russell Chinelli talk about his visions of research. We're doing this for 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, in celebration of the 100th birthday of our university, the University of Texas at El Paso. My name's Keith Pannell. You be there the next time.